Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 17th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide. And absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we still have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. It is a freedom-loving, faith-filled, fantastic Friday. It is Father's Day weekend as well. A big shout out to fathers all over the country. I know a lot of people call me and email me and say, Sam, why does everybody talk about Mother's Day and nobody talk about Father's Day? We do on this broadcast. Father's Day is an essential day. Celebrating mothers and fathers is vital in America, right? So there you go. We will, with Scott Bradley, second hour, be talking a lot more about Father's Day as we come into this weekend and how vital fathers are in our society, how vital fathers are everywhere, including our heavenly Father. We'll talk about that. So be ready for that. Okay, so there's a couple of days of recap that I have to do. We didn't get to the recaps yesterday too much. So on Wednesday, we had on Mr. Ken Cromar. Please support Barbie and Ken, ladies and gentlemen, versus Goliath IRS. If it could happen to Ken and Barb, it could happen to you or anyone. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com is their website. And we talked about the video where Barbie and Ken got attacked at their home by a 75-man SWAT team just for protecting their rights. It happened September 24th, 2020. And the judge basically now, in all the cases they're involved in, there's like 15 cases or something crazy as an outgrowth of this fiasco. But the judge in one of the cases created a gag order against Ken. And the judge said, hey, I don't want this on social media. I don't want trial by Facebook. The judge makes it sound like that's to protect Ken. We want a fair trial, not on Facebook. The truth is the government in bed with the media is leaking their side of the story, but Ken's gagged from his side of the story. So there's a lot Ken could not talk about. But he's been battling these clowns for 4.5 years to try to find justice. It's taken 15 court cases to finally get to a trial by jury of Ken's peers. And we kind of talk about what is due process of law. The idea, the principle is that an individual can't be deprived of life, liberty, and property without appropriate procedures, guidelines, and protections to make sure that he gets his day in court, that he faces his accuser and more. Anyway, a right to a speedy hearing and trial. Innocent until proven guilty. Land patents, evidence, etc., all at the core of this case. Why did this happen to Barbie and Ken? We believe it's political payback for local politics. So they take it national. Remember, it's the local school mom that goes down there to the school board complaining because she's not happy, and she finds out, oh, they went all the way to the FBI, and she's a terrorist now. That's what happened to Ken, too. You want to learn more? MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. That was the first hour. The second hour, Barbie and Ken versus Goliath IRS continues. And we talked about the Obama IRS joke. I played the soundbite where Barack Obama literally joked about sicking the IRS on people. Shortly after we aired that interview with Ken and that soundbite from Barack, Joe Biden literally gets up on stage and mocks that he's going to sick government on people and put his enemies in jail. This is their pattern, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. We also talked about True the Vote wins historic $2 million lawsuit against the IRS. Remember back in the day we heard the IRS was persecuting and causing trouble for conservative groups? Well, Kathleen Engelbrecht and others at True the Vote fought for over a decade, but won a couple of $1 million from the abusive, hostile, unconstitutional, satanic IRS. Yeah, so then you say, what's next for Ken and Barb? June 27th, 2022, they say a week of trial by jury. So what questions would you ask potential jurors to filter out people in a jury pool to find your peers? We talked about that. We talked about what are we to do? There's a lot going on. Anyway, that was Wednesday's show. Thursday's show yesterday, we had our guest on, Mr. Eldon Stahl, field coordinator with the John Birch Society, JBS.org, thenewamerican.com. And we also had our guest on, Mr. Dinesh D'Souza, 2,000 Mules. We talked about the documentary film that exposes widespread coordinated vote fraud in the 2020 elections. Believe it or not, it's sufficient to change the overall outcome, says Dinesh and others. SalemNow.com is where you can watch it. If you haven't seen it, it's a must-see. Dinesh D'Souza, by the way, challenges Bill Barr, the former attorney general under Donald Trump, to a debate. They say the level of ignorance displayed by former Attorney General Barr is truly stunning, writes Art Moore. Anyway, so Bill Barr basically saying, there's no vote fraud. Dinesh D'Souza saying, you're off your rocker, buddy. Let's debate it openly. The question is, will Bill accept the challenge from Dinesh? I offered to be the moderator for such a debate. Yeah, they said, can you be fair, Sam? I said, yes, I can. And I laid out how the debate would go down under my moderatorship, if you will. We also had our guest on, Kelly Finnegan, talking about constitutional currency, gold and silver in the Honest Money Report. And we also talked about beware of the deepening crypto downturn. Coinbase, by the way, is laying off 18% of its workforce following job cuts at Gemini and Crypto.com. Jesse Powell, CEO of crypto exchange Kraken, has challenged the use of preferred pronouns. Yeah, who can use racial slurs, saying American women are brainwashed. Anyway, launched a huge battle between his employees and everything. Where do you go with freedom of speech here? The Fed announces biggest rate hike since 1994. That's going to go crazy. It's going up 0.75 point, virtually unprecedented hike or rate hike from the Fed. We also talked about 81-year-old Anthony Fauci now has COVID. Our prayers are with him, but I don't know. Do you call that ironic, or what do you call it? That was hour one yesterday. Second hour, Sam gets attacked in the news. Constitutional sheriffs and the election fraud conspiracy posse, writes Chuck Tanner. And it's an absolute shameful, dishonest article. It's nothing but a hit piece on Sam and just about everybody else under the sun. Anyway, so we talked about that in great detail, how dishonest that article really is, how out of context they're putting things. And then with Eldon Stahl, we talked about the recent large spending by the Convention of States Political Fund. Yeah, they're funding all kinds of candidates that want to promote a constitutional convention. I stand 1,000% against a constitutional convention. A con won't do us any good, folks. We also talked about Representative Betty Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi. He's the chair of the January 6th committee. Claims there'll be no criminal referrals of Donald Trump or anyone else to the DOJ. Wow. After we literally promoted the Russian dossier for a couple of years, spent $30 million, absolute nothing burger. Now we go ahead and talk about January 6th and how evil of a corruption and treasonous insurrection it was, and now we're not going to charge anybody. We're not going to look at the Donald, the supposed leader of the treason. The inside deep state swamp is beyond imagination, folks. While they continue the clown TV show at primetime, what a shame this has become. All right, that's a recap of both days. Thanks for your patience on that. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use starts now. We have two guests with us today. Greg Hannett is one of them. And another one is Bruce Boatlock. Both of these gentlemen have an interesting website that they brought to my attention called TipNow. That's T-I-P-N-O-W, tipnow.com. And Greg says, hey, Sam, this is a must-see. Sheriff Mack and you at the CSPOA need to look at this. It's going to be incredible. It's going to help stop shootings across the country. And it's a great piece of software. I went and looked at it, though, and I thought, you know what? I really can't support this software. So I emailed Greg back and said, hey, I can't support this software. And he wrote back and said, why? It'll save lives. And I understand that's the prevailing view. But I also understand that this needs to be discussed. And one of the hallmarks, in my opinion, of the greatest country on the face of the earth is fair, open, honest discussions. You know what? I don't want to attack them because I disagree. What I want to do is bring this to your attention, ladies and gentlemen. And I want you people to decide what you think. So there's two of them, one of me. Doesn't sound like it's a fair deal, right? But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I can take it. We'll just talk about it. It's not a battle of who's right or who's wrong, as much as it is an education, bringing this information forward to you for you to learn about and for you to decide for yourselves. I don't need to force you to believe what I think. This is where the mainstream press, in my opinion, is off their rockers. Why can't we bring things up that we disagree with? Are we afraid? Why not an open dialogue in America and let the prevailing view let the views be heard and the prevailing view? People can come to their own conclusions and decide what they want. So the website is tipnow.com. And the slogan for the website is See, Report, Prevent. When we come back, Bruce Bodlock and Greg Hanna will talk to us about their incredible app. We'll do it all in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Bodlock, Greg Hanna with me. Both of them are experts in IT, and they put together a new app, ladies and gentlemen, to help prevent shootings around the country. See, Report, Prevent is the tagline. Tipnow.com. Bruce, tell us about the app, sir.
Basically, it was developed from a professor, and basically he was also a pastor. I was a teacher, and after the shootings, he was concerned about, you know, the safety of his own classroom and the things that they could do. So from at that point, around 2008 or so, 2009, he started actually developing the app. First, it started out with texting, which was great. Police departments used that. But then we started developing that the police departments themselves, if, you know, someone actually had to have a ability to video and live stream, they would know what they're approaching, not just shooting. It can be drugs, it can be anything on a campus, a problem, bullying, anything to do with sex trafficking, any various things that people really don't know how to describe or what's going on. Instead of trying to talk to someone at 911 and they're trying to get the information out of them, they can just hit video and it's a live stream and literally the police can see what is happening. But this is only instituted by somebody. So it's not as if we are actually tracking them on our app like other companies do. We don't do that. We don't sell the data. We don't mine the data. We're not about that. We're just simply about, hey, when somebody has an incident, something's happening, they can get video to the authorities. And sometimes it's not the police. Sometimes it might be or need to be the fire department. And we're working on, you know, connecting it to proper authorities, working with law enforcement of all types of how do we minimize that lag time of getting the right people in the right place at the right time. And we are not storing videos or anything as well. It's really just sent to the police department. They do what they need to do with it at law enforcement, or pictures can do that as well. But again, this is only activated when a person has a situation.
All right, Greg, do you want to add to that a little bit?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about the app then. Who installs it? How do you get it? Do you have to pay for it? Break down the usability for me.
Okay. So basically you just go on just to, you know, Apple Play, or you go to the Android store. You download the app as an individual who uses it. And then basically it will, you know, it will pull up some names basically located at, like, say, in your area, and, you know, kind of, hey, I'm part of, let's just use Sacramento for an example. Police department, boom, that's who I'm going to be connecting my links to. So they have that part. Then we just go to various police departments and they basically set up a station. And it's a, they log on, they download basically the app interface with, it's a cloud operated platform, and that's it. It's that simple. How it's being paid for is the actual police departments. This is so inexpensive, it's not even funny. I mean, it's $1 per citizen per year. That's it. We're not into it for big money. We're into it because a lot of us are Christians. All of us are, really, if you want to get honest about it. And we're looking for options
I get it, but hold on. So if a sheriff's department deploys it in my county is a place called Utah County, Utah. There's about 750,000 people in the county. So it would be $750,000 per year.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, our children, we would sit down with the police department and say, well, actively, how many people are you needing? But the reason we went through that was because we had schools doing it. We have churches looking at it, but we're like, wait a minute, why are we having all these different steps in different places when the law enforcement needs to cover an area? So if they come in and say, okay, we're just paying $1 a person, the 911 reduction, the reduction of sending police out when they really shouldn't even be going out. So there'll be all these other cost reductions that come into play. But that's getting all the technology, that's covering all the customer service. We're going to be looking at future developments, things that they want to develop. And so in the scope of what the police department is looking at, our area is a little smaller. We, you know, don't have quite that many people in the one area we're looking at and what we do. But there was, like, in our budget, this is extremely affordable. So for them, they were just, that's it. I'm like, that's it. And that covers a whole city, town, territory. So, and also, if people come in to visit into your area, it can actually pick up and say you're from, let's just say I'm from another area and I come into your area. And if I have tip now, it'll pick up and say, do you want to connect to the local area while you're visiting in this town? We don't charge for any of that. So as people are coming in and out, traveling with safety, hopefully they're already, you know, doing their other area, but people can come in and use it as a use when they're visiting at us in a certain city and making a whole city safe. And like I said, not everybody's going to be using it. So that's something that we discuss with those police departments. But, you know, for many of them, it's a few cars, it's this, it's that. They've got the money and the resources. So why not?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have the summary of the app. Individuals download it. They partner with their city, their school campus, the authorizing organization, if you will. And then they can basically provide tips. They can go ahead and report in. So let's talk about how that happens. So now I've got an authorizing organization, just say my county. I go ahead and download and install the app and put it on there and connect to my local municipality or business or school or whatever. The authorizing party, so to speak. Now what happens? Day-to-day use, what happens?
So basically, if you have a situation, and the reason a lot of times it works well with kids, I'm just using them to start with, is because we're not tracking them, and they can actually send these in anonymously, so they don't feel like they're being a tattletale or anything. They can literally just take a picture and send it off, and it goes to the authorities. Now, by the words that they use, and one of the things that we did do was to help filter out what needs to be of a very high importance to the police department, is there's actually language recognition that we use that actually, if someone says bomb, gun, this, that, that will put it into the system, which helps. This is called 911. And so it's the new 911. And basically, they come in, it comes in and puts it into order of importance and lets the person in 911 know, hey, this is related to active shooter. Hey, this is related to drugs. So they know where to actually respond in that queue. Now, if they go to full video, if they want to go to full video, it will actually come in as a video, and then they can actually communicate through that without giving their name or any information at this point to the 911. But what's really amazing is they can actually take this video and we can actually stream it across multiple police officers' phones who are maybe on site or headed onto site, so they can see real time what is actually going on in the situation that they're dealing with. So it's another way of looking at it. It's a new 911.
All right. So we're saying it's like a super 911, and I understand that. So let's dig in a little bit now. Who would send these tips? Kids or anybody or what?
Anyone that has the tip now.
And how do we determine who gets to install it?
We don't. It's just done by the certain city and area. So they come on, they know roughly who's in their area. They have Amber Alerts and all that kind of thing. So they kind of already know a lot of what's going on in their community as police officers.
All right. No, I understand. So I'm a 13-year-old kid.
Yeah.
Someone's kind of bugging my girlfriend. And so I just send in a tip, man, this guy's crazy. Now what happens?
Well, basically, first of all, it's going to get reviewed in the sense that someone's sending that in. They can send notices back that, you know, hey, we don't deal with that. If somebody is abusing the system that consistently is calling in, which they deal with already, they get all kinds of crazy calls that come in. I didn't realize how much that was an issue inside the department until I actually sat down with law enforcement. But they can actually say, hey, we're going to block you if you keep this up. You know, you're not actually doing what this is designed to do. So they have the power to, you know, block somebody, reply back to saying, hey, this is not what we choose to, you know, this is not the kind of things we handle. Don't do it again. And they, you know, at this point, we haven't had a lot of those issues yet. So that's been a good thing, I guess.
All right. So my concern primarily is this. I get the 911 capabilities, but my concern is putting this in the hands of everyone to literally connect, show video, call in, and literally be rat on your neighbor. And you know what? In the scenario where there really is an evil shooter or a bad guy or somebody like that, you know, we would want to alert quickly. I get it. But, you know, for example, in the Texas shooting, they alerted virtually immediately. The cops were literally on the scene when this guy was not even in the government school in Texas yet. He was outside going ballistic with a gun. The cops were there. They didn't engage him. They didn't stop him. They knew about it in plenty of time. They let him go in the school. He stayed in the school for over an hour and a half and created a mass murder mayhem. And they literally did nothing to stop it, even though they were there in plenty of time. We saw the same reality in Florida. So getting them there earlier doesn't seem to help. But yet, if we're not careful, we'll talk about it. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A third American is missing in Ukraine. U.S. Marine veteran Grady Kirpicey was living in Wilmington, North Carolina before leaving for Ukraine in March, according to his wife and friends. The stock market fell sharply a day after the Fed's 3/4% rate increase. The NASDAQ fell 4.1%, its worst close since September of 2020. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went below 30,000 for the first time since January of 2021. Hedge fund manager Stanley Druckenmiller at the 2022 Sun Investment Conference.
And I'm pretty strongly assume we're going to have a recession sometime in 23. I just don't know whether it's going to be in the early part or the later part. And again, it's a guess. It's not a fact.
Basketball's Golden State Warriors win their fourth championship in 8 years overnight, beating the Boston Celtics 103-90 in Game 6. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
World Cup locations in the United States has been announced.
FIFA has announced the 16 cities in North America that will host a World Cup match when the men's tournament commences in the summer of 2026. New York, New Jersey, Los Angeles, Dallas, San Francisco, Miami, Atlanta, Seattle, Houston, and Philadelphia are among the list. There will be 10 matches each in Mexico and Canada, while the U.S. will host 60. The site of the tournament's final has not been announced yet. From the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The mostly partisan January 6th committee is asking Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, to testify about her connections to January 6th. Both Bernie Thompson and Liz Cheney said it was time to bring the Supreme Court Justice's wife in for questioning. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Bruce Bodlock with me. Greg Hanna with me. We're talking about this TipNow service. It's an anonymous reporting service that provides communities with a way to communicate concerns about individuals with the potential to commit violent acts in schools, government facilities, and within the general public. I get it. I think the idea is honorable. I really do. But it reminds me of the Hitler-esque, let's just report rat on your neighbor. We're going to have surveillance. We're going to have everybody with a simple button they can hit to report you and me and whoever else. And yeah, we can stop people from abusing the system, kind of. But that assumes the system, that the cops, that the school, that they're the good guys, and that they'll make wise, evaluative decisions about you and me. So when mom comes down to the school and says, I don't want you to teach me or teach my children about perverted sex and critical race theory and all these goofball agendas from the Communist Manifesto government schools, A, then all of a sudden the school board member is just going to hit the button and go, this person's a terrorist, man. Send out the buddies. And if the cops agree that, hey, you know, we've kind of been watching Sam Bushman, that guy, he's a talk show host. He's a little bit extreme there. And okay, if you're not very careful, what you get is this Saul Alinsky idea that everybody is the eyes and ears of the government, of the powers that be. And they're going to give them an app with a button that you can hit that just flat out says, hey, this guy is a problem. And so when you have been in my business for 25 plus years, and I've literally had all kinds of attacks on me, dishonest reporting on me, I've got friends that have been literally, you know, attacked and all these things going down. The last thing I really want is the eyes and ears of the government high-tech apparatus to be deployed in my area. Because you know what? They're likely to attack me while they let the shooters go. While they let the bad guys really go, they're going to attack guys like me. I remember back in the day in Missouri, they had anybody who had a Ron Paul sticker on their car. You know what? There was a MIAC report released to the cops that said, hey, anybody with a Ron Paul bumper sticker, beware. They're probably armed. They're dangerous. They have very strange sovereignty political views. Okay. And we thought that was very strange, but we used the Freedom of Information Act request and everything else. We got this MIAC report, and we proved that the cops were literally in association with each other to report on and look at us as the bad guys. So now I innocently go there with my car, and I got a Ron Paul bumper sticker on my car. I'm doing nothing. I may be going to a family reunion, but now all the cops are going, there he is. And the last thing we need is everybody and their dog to have a button, to hit a button going, hey, Ron Paul sticker guy out there, or whatever the case. So I made my points that it can be very concerning to put this kind of power in the hands of government who have proven themselves in many cases to be criminalistic and to hate anybody who's really, at the end of the day, a Christian. So let's go to Greg Hanna, who hasn't talked much. Do you want to respond, sir?
Well, you know, I see your concerns. You know, I'm concerned about the government being overwhelming on our lives totally. It is something that is the future, but at the same time, how do we deal with it in the future? And I agree with you in the sense that we don't want it to turn out to be like Nazi Germany rat on your neighbor. You know, I kind of have those same concerns, too, at the same time. We got to move on for sure. But if it does save lives or it does save one person's lives, we can't negate it.
And I, for one, will never trade my security for liberty, because you know what?
Yeah.
The founding fathers warned I will
neither,
end up
neither.
Neither.
Neither. I know that well.
Bruce, do you want to add to this now and respond to that? There's my concerns. I think I've been very polite and open to kind of learn about the app and everything, but then very direct about my concerns. Bruce?
No, and we all have the same concerns because we're all believe in the Constitution in this country and love this country as well. Those kind of things, you know, what's nice is we'll actually be able to be in a situation to see this kind of stuff. And realistically, what we're not using it for a continuous bandwidth of, ooh, let's over police and let's do X, Y, and Z. Now I'm with you in a sense of like, yeah, why didn't the police go into the school? Why are they standing on the outside? Those are next conversations that we do need to start having. But the real question comes down to is the police, you know, as well are not running in on our app and saying, hey, we'll chase this person, or hey, look at this. This is something that comes from the community. It's no different than people who are already calling in. They're already going to call in the police department or whomever and bug them. This isn't an app that the police run around and they can play things in between each other. This is like 911. And literally you're coming in. What the difference is we have video. So let's just say, kids think it's funny to say bomb in school or something. Well, first thing they're going to say is, please take a video, get photos, engage us. So before we go crazy, and one of the things that we can do is when they hit that, as it comes to us or it comes to the tip now, they can look at it and say, hit video, ask a few people, boom, before they go and say, hey, everybody in the school scatter. We don't just turn over all that to a bunch of kids or people to try to, you know, do, I would call almost evil, bad things and abuse a good system. And no matter where we land in the society, in the world, our founding fathers said, you know, lose God in this country, you will lose America. And that's something I think we really need to get focused on for another conversation. But people and humanity will always abuse stuff. And I don't care what it is, including free having the right to bear arms. We have people abusing a great truth that is a reality that the country needs to have its citizens armed to be protected from who? Enemies and different things. But guess what? There's going to be people that are evil that do bad things that take and abuse that. People will abuse freedom of speech.
Oh yeah.
So we have
there's
to
no
balance.
Question about, there's no question
we have
about
to
that.
Balance
tech,
between that.
Tech is neither good nor evil. It's in the hands of who's using it. And all I'm saying is putting this in the hands of government at all levels, including law enforcement, if you will. It seems to me like a disaster just because of what I've brought up. Now, here's the next question. They want to really promote contact tracing because of the COVID, don't you know? Wouldn't this be a great way? Wouldn't this be a great way if you think someone has COVID, the guy over there sneezed, you just press your button and go, there's a COVID crazy over here. He's trying to come out here and infect all of us and kill us all. Here's the video of Greg. That's that guy. And now you just team that up with the driver's license database, and the picture of Greg matches the picture of Greg. Just imagine this goes AI, and now we got a whole dossier on Greg. Oh, that's that guy that talked about freedom on the radio, isn't it? Ooh, that guy coughing, sneezing, spreading COVID. And you can say I'm extreme, but this is the stuff we literally see already. We would just be giving them them the next high-tech tool to abuse, right? And would willingly be signing up for it.
Well, here's the beautiful part. We can coordinate the AI in a way to say, we're not going to recognize certain little things of that crazy nature. So we do have the ability to put in through the AI to say, oh, hey, this is not related to anything with COVID.
But when you say we, who decides now?
So now you have a board, and you have a board of Christians, and one of the developers is a pastor. So we're talking about people of good faith.
But you also have the CIA and the FBI that are going to demand a back door, and you got government entities that are going to demand certain provisions and certain authorizations and certain mandates of, right?
Well, what happens is unless it is a validated for a court issue needing evidence in a sense like, oh, hey, here was a shooting, here was this, here was that. The communications are anonymous, and the reality is after we're done with them, they disappear. If it's like just something light, oh, hey, somebody coughed on me, it's out of our system. We're not going to keep that stuff. And we're already working on those.
I hope you're right. You know, there's this famous company that promised us that kind of stuff too. Do you know what their name is? Google.
Yep.
They literally said, oh, we drive by your house and take a picture of your house and put it on Google Earth and everything, but we're not going to keep them, or we're going to this, and it turns out that, you know what, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, every one of them has kept data against their promises and against the law, and there's been no repercussions.
Yep, Section 230, isn't it? But they can kind of pretty much do whatever they want, being the internet folks, and then they push things on a certain side, and then software does this, but this piece over here. Yeah, and the reality is, imagine if Christians, and I've said this over and over, if we'd have stepped up and owned Facebook, we'd have owned Google, we'd have owned YouTube, how different would the world be? But we as Christians stayed away from the tech, and we didn't get engaged. Now we have nothing, no control, no ability to have any righteousness brought into those areas. And I have friends that work at Apple and different places, and they would love to leave. They want to go somewhere. But has anybody started a Christian, real big Christian tech company where these people could leave? Nope. So we have to start doing something, because doing nothing hasn't gotten us anywhere, but except allowed certain people massive control.
And believe it or not,
the church.
Believe it or not, this is the first argument that you've given me that I believe has merit, in the sense of, hey, the reason that we're all being abused by this tech is because we've allowed it to fall into the wrong hands, and we have no place to go when they use it against us. There's no doubt about that. The next question, which we'll get to really quick, is, hey, who will be the moderators for these things? Does every police department and every school have to put together these moderators that will review these things and do all that? Who's hired to do that? Because I sure don't want them to be like them fact checkers the government and the media is putting together. I'll tell you that right now. All right, hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live. The website, if you want to learn more, tipnow.com.
I really don't want to talk about this, but I will. I'm just so mad. I didn't get asked to the junior prom, and it's raining, which means by the time I get to school, I'm soaking wet. Dad picked me up just after I left, and I was so mad I got out, and he said, wait, your mom said to give you this. I forgot my lunch money, and then I dropped it in the water, and I was late for history, and so at lunchtime, I had to find something on John Stuart Mill, which, of course, our library didn't have, so I had to walk all the way down to the office to call my mom, and she found something on the internet and called me back. And Karen, she wouldn't even help me, and that's a whole nother story. But Dad helped me conjugate nouns or whatever on the way to the swim team workout, and then he read my history paper while I was in the pool, and of course I forgot the bibliography, so I had to do that with my mother when I got home, and it made me totally forget that I put my jeans in the washer that morning, and I hate it when they sit wet like that all day and smell like mildew, but my mom said she put them in the dryer while I was at the swim team, and you know, I'm just not gonna go to the prom, no matter who asks me. I just want to stay home with my mom and dad,
family,
and just hang out.
Isn't it about time?
Unless
Dustin asked me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpochTimes.com.
Calling all patriots. Come meet a modern-day hero, Tom Jones, on day 68 of his 76 marathons in 76 days on behalf of the American Village West. We'll be at the Liberty Hall in Far West, Utah on Friday evening, June 24th at 5 p.m. There will be free food and drinks. Who is Tom Jones? Loving Liberty's Sam Bushman interviewed him on day one in Alabama just moments before he began his first marathon. Get to know Tom at UnitedWePledge.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We have two guests on the line. Bruce Bodelock, Greg Hanna. They're both IT professionals, and they're with a professor and a group of people that have put together TipNow.com. It's an app that you put on your phone. You communicate with municipalities, schools, governments, whatever. And then if there's problems, you can report those problems. And the idea is to bring people there faster so that we can keep our society and our schools safe from shooters or whatever kind of situation, a kidnapping, whatever you see something, say something is the idea. Oh, that's the government idea, right? That's what Biden wants. See something, say something. Report on all these local domestic constitutional terrorists, don't you know? And so who's going to evaluate this stuff? When a tip comes in, let's say you get 10 tips all in a row. Tip one, hey, there's a crazy shooter here. Tip two, hey, I'm just a constitutional carry American. I don't mean anybody harm. Tip three, oh, my gosh, it's a teacher teaching perverted sex in schools. Four, oh, my gosh, a student's kind of offended at a teacher with a sexual remark. And now you got this big old fiasco going on. Hey, they got to come down and investigate that stuff. You can't just say we're not touching that one. Somebody's going to have to, quote, adjudicate it in their minds and decide what to do with it. And somebody's going to have to take action. Right?
Yep.
Correct. And it's happening right now on 911 every day, all the time. Now, the big difference is they can actually now, instead of getting, and they do make discernment at the 911 dispatch when calls are coming in, and they are trying to, because they already have limited resources there as far as law enforcement, because that's kind of one of the biggest places.
But it's, you know, not really anonymous. Share. They use all kinds of tracking to narrow it down right away from wherever it comes from and all kinds of other tools and techniques, right?
Well, no, basically we kept it pretty simple. We're not jumping in and doing all kinds of crazy. Coming in, putting on a computer screen, there's a 911 operator there, pretty much same kind of information. It comes in, they can either just text back real quick and just say, what are you talking about? So they just are communicating now instead of on the phone. When a person's panicking and they can't get what they need for information, they can text back real quick. And then if they feel at that point like, oh, hey, you know, the kid was skateboarding and was trying to do some, you know, fancy tricks, landed on his head and he's bleeding, please get us video. So they can actually narrow down on those things that are actually an emergency. And the other things they can basically put, you know, in queue and just say, we're not going to even go after that, which is what they do now. So there will be a point of a real person sitting there who has to, like they do today, answer the phones, move them around. It's quite chaotic to see what the 911 operator
is. In fact, you hear some of those calls that have been released, and I agree with that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've brought up a lot of my concerns because I think America deserves healthy debate. My goal is not to bring Bruce Bodelock and Greg Hanna on the radio and just attack them. That's not my goal. My goal is to bring up central concerns that we all wisely should have. You trade your security or your liberty for security, and the founder said you'll have neither. So that concern should be front center. The website is tipnow.com, and here's the question for you. And I'm going to be very fair now and defend their position a little bit. I don't mean to be psychotic and play both sides. What I mean to do is bring out facts and evidence and information and thought processes to help this debate move forward in a meaningful, productive way. That's my goal. So don't think that I'm just confused on this. I'm not. I'm just being fair about both sides. I don't bring on guests to attack them. It's against my religion. Okay, I just don't believe in that. That's bogus. That helps nobody. Okay, now, here in defense of Greg and Bruce, I would say this. Do you want 9/11 ran by your government entirely? Or do you want tipnow.com to be the 9/11 updated replacement that has modern tech features ran by Christians? Which would you rather have? Because listen to me very carefully from a high-tech point of view, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? You will not have this technology move forward. It will move forward. Technology is neither good nor bad. Technology just exists. It's in the hands of the user or those who control it. The question left is, who do you want to control it? All right, you want Christians, good people that put this together, families and professors and people who truly care about liberty? Or do you want just your government 9/11 to take a gazillion dollars from you and supposedly upgrade only to be outdated tomorrow? Okay, what kind of a world do we want to live in? And sadly, this surveillance world is part of our future. We cannot avoid it. We cannot turn away from it. We cannot pretend it doesn't exist. Greg, do you want to respond to this? Because I think in all fairness, that's really the discussion, is it not?
Yeah, I think so. They're putting up 6G satellites and Elon Musk bought Twitter and we don't know what's going to happen. That's a crazy individual there. I think about that, because I worked for AT&T for 42 years and technology was my forte. I worked on everything from fiber optics in the early 80s to this last year. And it was definitely technology. It wasn't going to slow down. And, that concerns me, that we're being surveyed all the time and everything you do. Look at 2000 Mules. They tracked a guy that had a shooter and killed somebody and they found the guy. So, I mean, that's a positive note as far as technology. But you're right. The 2000 Mule thing is the perfect example. And people haven't even watched that movie. And I'm thinking, holy smokes, get out there and get on it. But Bruce brought up a lot of good points, that I hadn't thought about. And I'm looking at the website now and a bunch of people are signing up. Sheriffs are signing up. Universities are signing up. So like you said, you can't stop it. It's going to go forward. And I'm more with you that I am a Christian and I will – let's say, was it a Kingdom Builders meeting the other day and a good Christian organization, and we were talking about how we can work better in our communities and fix things and brainstorm how we can work within our community, because we're a community of only 189,000 people, our county in Northern California. And, we're looking at rolling this out to 58 counties, hopefully. But, the same thing is what do we do before God? Prayerfully and hopefully, people are on their knees nationwide. They're on their knees. I'm praying because our country is going down fast. And I wasn't involved with politics or anything at all. I moved up in the mountains to fish, and I'm not doing a lot of fishing lately because I was looking at our country. We're losing our country. And I'm with you, Sam. We need to fight for our country, and it's going down fast.
And folks, you can't just vacate every venue you find distasteful and then wonder why it all goes wrong on the back end when our enemies, those who don't believe in what we believe in, those who don't share our common values and our concerns, when they decide that they're going to fill that void, that vacuum, and then before you know it, they control it all and we wonder why what happened. That isn't a good plan either. Bruce, let's give the final word to you. Hopefully I've been fair and open. I don't want this to be an attack. That's not what this is about. It's about truly bringing up the concerns, addressing those concerns, truly just having dialogue about this in an open, respectful manner. That's what this really is intended to be, and I hope we've done an okay job at it.
No, you did a great job. Great job. Extremely respectful, and I've worked in the media, and I can tell you on a scale of 1-10 in niceness, you've been down there at the top. I've been very respectful and asked the right questions. And honestly, you're not asking any questions. We're not asking ourselves. We're big believers. Give up your security. You think you're attaining security and you're losing your freedoms. So we've got to find a balance. And Greg said it well, you know, we've got to get together and have these discussions on how we do it. But at least, you know, consciously as a group and as we develop softwares and things that we do, that is at our core of how do we help without hurting is the way I would put it.
All right. Tipnow.com is the website for you guys to learn more about that. We're about out of time, but Greg brought up another point, too, because I said, look, all you got to do is get your kids out of the government school in the first place, and then you don't need these applications in your schools because, hey, you're at home where the good Lord intended you to be, or you're in a private school. And Greg goes, you know, we're starting multiple schools, to your point, Sam. So, Greg, why don't you give us a briefing on that? We may have you back to cover this in more detail, but at least it'll give people a little bit of an appetite and to learn where to go for more information on what you guys are working on.
Well, we have a young lady named Victoria that started this about 4 years ago, and COVID closed two of her schools down, and she started investigating how to better serve the community in private schools, because there's a lot of the charter schools and any private schools are pretty much governed by the government anyway. If they shut you down, you got to shut down because you're tied to a church or you're a charter school or whatever. And she developed a school that uses several avenues to keep the government out, and similar to having a home school. It's like a home school extra or light or whatever you want to call it. And Victoria, who developed it, would be the better person to get together with. I've been helping her with events, you know, open houses and stuff like that. And she started another school here in our town here, and she has 13 students. It's all accredited and academic, where the kids can excel, and they have their own workstation that they work from. And they have people that, you know, are there to help them, like a parent or whatever. And we've started a second school, and basically the nuts and bolts are better explained by her, because I'm bound to say something not correctly.
I'll add something to it real quick, Sam. It's super important. These kids go to school for 3 hours a day. We are academically blowing away public school. We're on par with private school education. The extra 3 hours they get left over, they go into town. We actually put these schools and locations into cities, strip malls, areas around where there's businesses and communities. They go in and volunteer into businesses, so they get exposed on what a job is, what things are, and they're learning as they're having real work experience. And the other beautiful thing is they have no homework. So they actually go home and they spend time with their families. And we've really worked this down to being around $350 to $450 bucks a month. That's it. Our schools are charging $23,000 a year per student in California now. And we're paying for it anyways. So why don't we do it better for less?
There's no doubt about it,
Nova,
ladies and gentlemen.
Nova now, Studios. So Nova
say
Studios
that one more
is
time.
The name of the school.
Say it
it's
again.
It's called
Give a
Nova
website.
Studios.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, they have it. It's at Nova with an A at the end of it, studio. I'm sorry, it's Nova and then Studio with an A at the end of it. Apologize. And you just Google it and it'll pop up.
All right, Nova.
It should be Studio Nova. StudioNova.com.
All right, Studio Nova Schools, or they also consider them New Way Schools as well. Studio
yes.
Nova. I want to make sure you guys have that right so you guys could follow up and look at it. I'll tell you the last thing before the end of the hour that I really appreciate for Bruce and Greg is this. You know what? Thank you for doing something. We need Christians and good, honest, moral, liberty-loving Americans engaged in every aspect of our society. And it's, you know, it reminds me of the battle between the guys that say, hey, let's back the Republican Party, solve it that way, and the other guys are going, no, third party is the only way. I applaud both efforts. And I applaud your efforts for all that you folks are doing as well. And you know what? We need to all get involved and engaged and have these healthy dialogues. When we do, wonderful things happen. When we don't, I'm telling you, it doesn't go well, folks. I'm telling you right now. Bruce, thank you so much. Greg, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tip Sam.
Tipnow.com is the website. That's tipnow.com. And the other one is called Studio Nova. Check it all out. Great work. Thanks, Greg, for contacting me. Thanks, Bruce, for your time. Ladies and gentlemen, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we got to get involved. Will you help us? LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.